This is Matt Wells at UN News. A new study from the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, on the impact of COVID-19 on victims and survivors of human trafficking indicates that the severity of abuses and levels of violence have increased during the pandemic. The report assesses how frontline organisations responded to the challenges posed by the pandemic, while traffickers took advantage of the global crisis, capitalising on the economic downturn and the extra time both adults and children have been spending online. Louise Potterton spoke to Elias Chatzis, chief of UNODC's Human Trafficking and Migrant Smuggling Section, which developed the new study.
We're still collecting data, we still collect information because the pandemic is not over yet, and we will need to do more of this type of studies. So I don't think there has been enough sort of scrutiny on the impact of the pandemic on trafficking in persons, and we sincerely hope that this report will contribute to a better understanding of this situation.
Does your research show that there's actually been an increase in human trafficking?
This is not a quantitative report, it's mostly a qualitative report. So it relies mostly on information that we got from practitioners on what has been the actual situation that they face. So we don't have the numbers yet. I think it may be too early to have such numbers at this stage of time. What I can say for sure is that there has been an increase in the severity of the abuses and of the violence that the victims suffer. During this period, we have seen an increase in reported levels of violence. We have seen also trafficking victims being left out to starve during the lockdowns because the traffickers just didn't care about them.
Are we seeing an increase in potential victims? Are people now more vulnerable? And if so, why?
The pandemic has impacted people differently. And thus it has impacted also the crime differently. We see a lot of exploitation taking place, not in public places like bars, pubs or dancing clubs, but in private spaces. We see a lot of online abuses during this period. At the same time, of course, the pandemic creates new dangers for people. And going back to the online trafficking, so everybody's in front of their computers. So this creates a new environment for traffickers, which they have been very quick to exploit.
What about current victims? Did you manage to have any findings about victims of trafficking who are currently still being held captive by traffickers during the pandemic?
It's difficult to say because if they're still in the hands of the traffickers, we don't have access to them. However, what we know, and we know from experience, is that the increase, for example, in the cases of domestic violence that we have seen around the world, and that goes sometimes to more than 50% or more, has an impact on victims because these victims are in confined spaces. They are in the hands of the trafficker under the tight control. So if there's an increase in violence in family settings, imagine what happens in a trafficking setting. So we're very much afraid of the level of abuses that they suffer. And we know that for victims that they have been saved during the pandemic, that as I said before, in the traffickers just didn't care about them. So some of them were actually left to starve without food, without medical care. Victims had much less chances to go out and seek help. You know, they were during the lockdowns. Some of them also do not, many of them do not have papers. So they're in any case distrustful of public authorities. And during this period of time, it has been extremely difficult for them. Please also take into account that sometimes the heavy-handed approach of many police forces around the world made it even more difficult for people to approach and creating much more fear in how they will be treated. So the situation for them has been made much more difficult, and it was, I think, more difficult also to be identified and to be saved during this period.
What about victims who had been saved from human trafficking, so rescued victims? Did the pandemic also impact the type of services and supports that they were receiving? Because this is important for their rehabilitation or reintegration. How was this affected?
A lot of justice system basically grounded to a halt, which means that there were no capacity to provide assistance. There was no capacity to seek, to hear cases. There were postponements. There was no capacity also for many victims to renew residence permits or work permits. So the whole system grounded to a halt. And this, for a vulnerable population like the trafficking victims, has significant effects. Many victims have been stranded in third countries while they were supposed to be repatriated and go back and reunite with their families. Others, as I said, were left for much time in a limbo situation without papers or in safe houses where they were, of course, protected, but at the same time in a confined space during lockdowns, which has significant psychological effect on them. especially at the beginning of the pandemic, I think the whole system basically ceased to provide the necessary support, and that's extremely worrying for the future as well in case something like this happens again.
What about children during the pandemic? Are you seeing an increase in children being trafficked or children being targeted by traffickers? What can you tell me about exploitation of children?
UN Notice Global Report on Trafficking in Persons that was issued at the beginning of this year had, for I think fourth or fifth time in a row, confirmed a shocking revelation that one in three victims globally is a child. For us, this has always been a shocking finding, and it has the situation, I think, has deteriorated during the pandemic. On the one hand, online exploitation has increased. And as I mentioned earlier, there have been increased reports of people having access to sexual exploitation material online. But at the same time, also other forms of child trafficking have been on the increase. The UK, for example, in the second quarter of 2020, reported almost a record high number of children being involved in drug trafficking between rural areas and urban centres. At the same time, in Mali, there has been an increase in children being forced into gold mines as part of child trafficking. So children are extremely exposed. And also, let's not forget that during COVID, schools closed in many parts of the world. And in many parts of the world, schools are a source of nutrition for children because they get the daily food in there. And it's also in communities which are very violent. There's also a place where they are safe during the day. So when these schools closed, the children have been left on their own, you know, without food and also without a place where they could feel safe and protected. And this has created additional opportunities for traffickers.
The pandemic has affected all our lives, but what about the actual traffickers, the criminals behind this crime of human trafficking? But what did they do? Did they stop working like many of us did?
Crime always finds ways to adapt and is the first one to really mutate to exploit in a situation. So traffickers were very fast to take advantage of the new normal that we all faced. And I know that a lot of people may think, how did trafficking continue during lockdowns? People were not on the street and all. But trafficking did move from public spaces like bars, pubs and clubs into private apartments, for example, for sexual exploitation, and it moved online. At the same time, you know, child exploitation also increased. So the traffickers were very, very quick to exploit the most vulnerable of the people, of the populations, to be able to continue the business. At the same time, also, a lot of police forces have been diverted to other duties during the pandemic. For example, the enforcement of lockdowns and of social distancing rules. So in some cases, all specialized units like human trafficking units have been diverted elsewhere. So that also created additional opportunities for the traffickers.
Were you surprised by the findings of the study, or was it as expected?
Unfortunately, we have not been surprised, because we always know that traffickers are always a step ahead of us, unfortunately. So we knew that there would be the pandemic provide opportunities for them. We were not sure of the extent of these opportunities. And we have actually were one of the first organizations that issued sort of a briefing note at the beginning of the pandemic, cautioning governments and the NGO community and the public at large on the dangers that the pandemic would create, and also the opportunities that the traffickers may exploit. So no, we have not been surprised. What I think also, in a way, found us a bit unprepared is how government structures and non-government organizations have been impacted, and how a number of services that we thought would continue during the pandemic have stopped, basically, during the worst periods of COVID.
What are the main lessons that authorities and frontline organisations who work to fight human trafficking, to prevent the crime and to support the victims, what can they learn from the pandemic?
That there needs to be a minimum level of services, a minimum level of capacity to address the needs of the vulnerable populations. crisis will always happen. It would be a pandemic or it would be a natural disaster. Things happen in life. So we have to be prepared for it. Unfortunately, we have not learned from earlier epidemics. We have not learned from SARS 2 in Southeast Asia. We have not learned from the Ebola virus. We have not learned from Zika. We have been found unprepared, even though we had the signs that this type of epidemics or pandemics could seriously impact crime. We do hope that this report will contribute to a better understanding of the problems that can be created, and also will help governments create contingency plans so they can ensure that at least a minimum of services is available during the worst of times.
Can you say at this stage whether we are expecting to see a long-term impact of COVID on human trafficking?
We're very much afraid so. We know that economic crises have led in the past to an increase in trafficking in persons. We have the figures to show it from the global reports, and we are very much afraid that if there is an economic downturn after COVID, this will have also another impact on the crime and possibly an increase in trafficking in persons. Trafficking in persons is a crime that relies on people's desperation, on the hopes for a better life. If there is massive unemployment, if countries are facing serious economic challenges, then this creates serious opportunities for the traffickers.